When you're far from home, you long for things that remind you of where you came from, like the smell of your old house or the food you ate as a child. That's a theme we're going to be exploring on the show. Today, reporter Hannah Baba tells us about a traditional ritual from Sudan and how some Sudanese women are keeping it alive in Northern California. We've changed the names of some of the people in the story to protect their privacy.
It's a sunny afternoon in the Bay Area, perfect for a barbecue of sorts. Yasmini Mom is stoking some coals on her kitchen stove.
So this is just regular charcoal?
This is just regular charcoal, yes. This might take 10 to 15 minutes.
Imam then takes the glowing coals to her back porch and puts them in an empty flower pot. She covers the coals with aromatic acacia and sandalwood. Then she disrobes, sits on some piled up bricks, and uses a blanket to create a small tent. The sweet smoke billows around her body.
It's relaxing. I like the smell. I like the skin color it gives me. I become orange. That may sound weird, but it looks really nice, kind of like this. People here do it tan, like they call it tan, right? So for us, Dukhan does the same thing as tan.
This tan is the tinting effect that acacia wood has when it's burned, and it's all part of a private beauty ritual called Dukhan. If you're from Sudan, you know it well. It's something many married women do at least weekly, and it's a long tradition in Imam's family.
It reminds me of my mom, my aunties, my grandma in Sudan. Just whenever I do Dukhan, it pulls me back all these memories. It's a warm feelings, you know. It's not the smell itself, but the feelings that the smells give you.
But Sudanese women say it's tough to keep up the tradition in the U.S. Back home, the setup involves burying a clay pot in a yard. But here, many Sudanese live in apartments without yards. So they'll improvise and burn the wood in paint cans while sitting on the toilet or over a pot in the kitchen. Smoke detectors are covered up with aluminum foil to keep the alarm from going off. There are stories about neighbors calling the fire department because they smelled smoke. And then there's the fact that Dukhan leaves you with a heavy, woody scent that lingers for days. Imam tells me about the time she was at the mall after doing Dukhan. A store she was in suddenly went into lockdown. A clerk smelled smoke.
So I hesitated. Should I tell her or I shouldn't? Because I saw the firemen inside the store. So I give her my hand. I said, can you smell my hand? That the smell? That's the smell? She said, yes, oh my God, this is what I smell. What is this?
Imam tried to explain why she smelled like burning wood, but the woman at the store didn't get it. She said,
what is that? Are you doing like black magic or what? How can you sit on fire? So I had to apologize and leave the store.
And some Sudanese immigrants say the beauty ritual just isn't practical here. I met Jamila Abdel Halim, a lawyer. She was having tea at a friend's house.
It's just that the smell, because I work, it's not intuitive for the job environment.
Another woman, Manal Abdurrahman, says she enjoys Dukhan only in Sudan.
In this country, I like to be like Americanized. When I go back home, I do it on a regular basis.
None of that is enough to convince a grandmother who's visiting from Sudan. She scolds the women, saying there's no excuse for not making Dukhan a priority. She says no matter where she's lived, she's never skipped her Dukhan. She implores the women to hold on to their heritage. Back at Yasmin Imam's house, I help her adjust her blanket while she sits broiling on her DIY Dukhan pit.
Yeah, oh my God, I love these feelings.
Under your chin.
Yeah, that's it.
It's been 30 minutes. Dripping with sweat, she sticks her foot out of her cover and shows me her heel. It's now golden orange, tinted by the acacia wood smoke. This, she says, is what it's all about.
I'm not missing out. First of all, I can tell my family I did Dukhan. They cannot like tease me. Oh, we did Dukhan. That's what they used to do a long time. Oh, we did Dukhan. We can do Dukhan too. We can bring Sudan here.
For the world, I'm Hanat Baba, San Francisco.
You can bathe in smoke. I've seen it. You can too. We've got photos at PRI.org. And if you're an immigrant and there's something you do that reminds you of home, tell us on Twitter using the hashtag just like home.